This is how authoritarianism starts. The pundits say about the celebrity status achieved by a performing man with means, who tosses to unconscious rage, seeking objects to blame, targets to receive it. The analysis of the power fed, just as Alice says, ignores the role of state-sanctioned suppression of spontaneous feelings. I'm going to say that one more time. And hope folks seriously think about having discussions with folks you care about what it means. State-sanctioned suppression of spontaneous feelings embedded in the practice called child rearing, the inculcation of obedience that robs us of our true selves and leaves in their place a lifetime of unconscious rage. I've got news for youth. No need to fear that some Trump is sowing the seeds of authoritarianism. It's already with us, its roots deeply planted. Totalitarianism, in fact, because there's no ability individually to reject it. It is a global system. To really understand Let's Go Crazy, we need Alice. Prince, in his entire being, in everything he did, does, shows the unity of proposed opposites. I mean, we don't, because he's been, what's that word that's been co-opted? Co-opted. That's what, that's a tactic that has been pointed out by folks looking at the tactics of the power guys for some time now, that, and our good three discussed it in the context of 1968, how one of the strategies for dealing with anti-authoritarianism that blossomed in 1968 was simply to absorb it, to make it status quo, right? To absorb feminism and absorb culture, the right of culture to exist, the right of all the formerly targeted groups were given state-sanctioned approval, their dissent. I'm not suggesting immediately, but that's exactly what we see right now. It's absorbed. And well, Prince was absorbed. But when he first hit the scene, I mean, you know, he's jaw-dropping. But we didn't get to discuss the deeper meanings. But power was under no illusions at the threat he presented. He shows the unity of proposed opposites. The power guys make sure they assign, we categorized and ranked, our designated opposites, others to serve as buffers, so we won't see them, the ones who hide behind scenes, but will rather destroy ourselves with sown divisions. Prince broke into this true death obsession. I mean, his work is life affirmation, but it's not going to be discussed that way necessarily. I suspect nothing but life affirmation. That's why I'm got to hold myself back not to talk about Let's Go Crazy and the layers that I've seen since, but it really is, as I said, concise lyric poetry, which I didn't appreciate at the time, the need to really unpack things like look for the purple banana, you know? And to, I mean, the most potent line for me is, are we going to let the elevator take us down? No, punch a higher floor. I mean, that is a really powerful, deep directive. Punch a higher floor. That in and of itself, we need to think deeply about. It's There's different things in it, including synthesizing and advancing our ancestors' gifts. We need to punch a higher floor when they try to push us down. And instead, what has been happening since the power guys developed their strategy in the aftermath of the French Revolution to go into hiding and to strip us of authenticness, our actual power, and substitute in our heads worship of them, false power. That since they developed that strategy, it's been like we're treading water, decade after decade. Every new generation rediscovers the things the previous ones laboriously figured out, and then those discoveries were suppressed, and so the new generation is encouraged to think it just discovered them and how brilliant they are, and et cetera, onward and onward. We stay in one place while they advance toward their vision. It's really time for us to, now that we have the ability to advance faster with the internet and instantaneous communication, to use those gifts as they were meant to be used to get our freedom. So we have been given people to blame. That's called a death obsession, because that's called the thinking of power. That's called the abandonment mindset, which is all they know. And in order for them to feel safe, they had to make sure that it gets inculcated in us. Prince said no and got punished. He broke into this true death obsession with its necessary corrective, a summoning of authentic feelings, a summoning of the full power of the suppressed true self, the one who sees unflinchingly and without fear because he sees with love. In everything he does, and in his whole being, there are no objects of rage, no targets to hate. There is simply an invocation to feel what is within all of us, if buried deeply in some, our love. He shows the complete validity and fertility, the power to grow and be self-sustaining of authentic freedom. Which meant he was an absolute and fearsome threat to those for whom power to install their totalitarian vision is their raison d'être. And his murder shows how critical it is that we pool suppressed information about our inherent freedom. In what sense class is a global totalitarian system, that its constituent states exist to manage, quote unquote, the people for the global statesman. That management includes restraining or removing the recalcitrant, the disobedient, those that model authentic freedom. And his murder shows how critical it is that we stand together. Prince should not have been tortured for 30 years or more, because no one would talk about electromagnetic force weapons that can target individuals or that states use them against those deemed threats. Threats for a variety of reasons, including the threat, quote unquote, to the state's existence posed by categories of people considered unproductive of the world they want. That threat being social unrest, quote unquote, as a result of the continuing disintegration of the so-called capitalist world system. That states kill secretly, most of us who've lived long enough under class have seen, but the complete blackout of acknowledgement of information about the development and use of electromagnetic force weapons against individual persons, the refusal of the Department of the Navy to talk about it. Evidences that they are in fact being used, but has also meant that few could know or imagine that they are used clandestinely against the U.S. state's own citizens. Alice warned us about this in For Your Own Good, and I've posted an excerpt from the December 13, 2015 show with this show's audio that I hope you had a chance to listen to, in which we quoted her saying, "It seems to me that we are still threatened by the possible repetition of a similar crime, similar to the Holocaust, unless we understand its origins and the psychological mechanism behind it." And I ask you, has there been worldwide discussion of the psychological mechanism, the origins of and psychological mechanism behind Auschwitz? Have we? No, we haven't, as a quote we're going to share from that article I mentioned at the beginning shows. Continuing with Alice, people with any sensitivity cannot be turned into mass murderers overnight. But the men and women who carried out the quote-unquote final solution did not let their feelings stand in the way for the simple reason that they had been raised from infancy not to have any feelings of their own. Do you feel Prince when she says that and his sense of urgency? What he saw and felt around him. People raised to have no feelings at all. How do you break into that density of emptiness? That has been a question asked repeatedly over the millennia. We, all of us, global humans, trapped in the global class system. To recover ourselves and preserve humanity itself, desperately need Prince's living illustration of the truth of Alice's message. He never forgot what he was taught by the ancestors and by the earth through his temple root. His body is his temple. And this is a powerful quote I have been thinking a lot about. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. That wisdom speaks directly to our practice of authentic self-defense. We need to begin operationalizing it, which we'll be thinking more about in coming weeks.